Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here because it is Monday and it's time for another great trip report. We have a good one for you today. Listener John from Pennsylvania is standing by and he pulls off a ninja move. He had never been to Walt Disney World and there's a proposal. So can imagine that, never having been there and you have a proposal in front of the castle. So we have an epic show for you to get you down the road. So stand by for that. First, we got a quick word from our sponsor, and that's our friends over at touringplans.com. They have the tools that you need to plan an epic Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation. They're going to tell you which park to be in on which day, how to avoid the crowds, customized touring plans to help you see the attractions in the correct order. Where folks are making mistakes, you're going exactly the right way due to the work they've done over the years and years with computer algorithms and just take that information to make your next trip great. Check them out today over at touringplans.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, costs you nothing extra, and it really does help support the show. So again, please use our link at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And we do have a few audio issues throughout the show, not a whole lot, and it's definitely worth standing by to hear this amazing story, but there is a little feedback as we kind of exchange words a couple of times throughout the show, so I apologize for that, but I promise you the show is worth it. So hang in there. It's a great show, and let's get to John's interview proposal down at Walt Disney World. Gotta love that. So thanks so much for your support of the Be Our Guest podcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1547 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Monday to you. We are in October. It is the Halloween season, you know, so get out there. And even if you're not going to give out the candy, go buy some down at Walgreens and eat it while you're listening to today's show, whatever it takes. It's Monday. Let's get you to work, to school with a great trip report. And joining me today, we're headed to where else? Pennsylvania. I'm telling you, it's a conspiracy. Everybody's from Pennsylvania lately. And John is joining us here on the line. John, how are you doing today?
Very good, sir. Thank you.
Glad to have you on the show. And you're one of our newer listeners. And I like to hear that because I know we have a lot of listeners that have been with us for this journey for 11 and a half years. But always good to have some new blood here in the community. So thanks a lot for giving us a shot.
Oh, my pleasure. I've become addicted to Walt Disney World, and so everything I can find to learn about more of it, and I keep grasping on everything. This podcast has been amazing for it.
Well, I appreciate that. So, you know, take it slow and easy. If you're going through the back catalog, there's quite a, you know, it's like the Netflix of podcasts. You can lose yourself. So just, you know, one or two shows a week. Take it easy.
Oh, yeah. No, I've been binging yours. I started in January, I think, in the past week and a half. I'm about 3 or 4 months in, so... I've been getting caught up.
So let's before we jump into your trip, we're going to talk about a really cool trip here. But as I've been doing here for the last couple months, give us a little background. What finds you listening to a Disney podcast? What has you being such a hardcore of the Disney destinations?
Well, so when I started dating my now fiance, she was huge on Disney. It was a big, big thing. And I'm an outdoorsman. I'm a man's man, if you want to call it that or whatever. But I've always thought that Walt Disney World had nothing to offer me, and I don't know, it just the magic is there for sure. When I planned this trip, I was getting really excited about it for sure. The more I read, the more exciting it got, but nothing compared to actually getting there. And then, which I'll explain through this, I mean, I on this trip I proposed, and so now it has an extra special place in my heart. And I know it's going to be a big part of my future, and I love every second of it. And just even reading about it or learning about it has been almost as exciting as being there.
And you know what? That's a lot of my story too, where, you know, my story goes back quite a long time where it was before, you know, Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff. It was going down to the library, getting guidebooks. And I know I'm sounding super old here, but it was, you know, finding old message forums like on V Bulletin and stuff like that. And it was, you know, the more that you read about the place, the more you realized how complex Walt Disney World is, how many different things there are to experience. And then when you get to go down, you know, like you said, you got to propose on this trip. We're going to jump into the trip here in just a second. But what I think is cool about Walt Disney World is when we celebrate milestones in our life, whether it's a, you know, a big, you know, zero number birthday or your kid's first trip or what have you, the great part about it is that you can go back to that same place and celebrate in that same destination, but you can celebrate many different ways. You don't have to stay at the same hotel. You know, you can, you know, like this weekend or, you know, over the past couple of weeks, we have new things like Epcot Forever, the Skyliner. You know, there's new experiences, but still that you can go back to the place where the magic happened originally.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's amazing. And you don't have to feel judged or out of place. I mean, whoever you are, you can have a great time there. And it's just, I don't know, it's happy. I hear a lot of people that complain about Christmas because they don't like the lights and how early everything comes out. To me, it makes me happy. It's just a good feeling. And it's the same thing I get at Disney World. It's just such a happy place.
Absolutely. It's hard. We're in October. We're in October now. Let's put up the lights. I'm a Christmas fan.
It's time to go.
That's it. All right. So let's hop into the trip and get some particulars. So when did you go down this particular trip we're going to talk about, and where'd you stay, all that good stuff, and then we'll kind of dive into the specifics.
So we went down middle of January this year, 2019, and we stayed at All Star Movie.
Nice. Okay, so tell us about how you landed there and your planning and stuff, you know, because you've been a few times, but, you know, and your fiance is the big Disney fan, but, you know, I love the All-Stars. I just got back from Pop Century, actually. So tell us about the trip and the planning.
Yeah, so, and now there's basically two things I really wanted to hopefully help some of your listeners out with on my story here, and the first one is how I got to that. I actually was, because this was my first trip, I knew nothing about where to stay or anything like that. I was doing my best to research, but I happened to notice that on my bank account credit card, I've been accumulating points for the past 12 years or something like that, and didn't even really know it until shortly before I started planning this trip. And one of the resorts that was actually Disney owned that they offered was All Star Movie, so it kind of made the choice easy. What I did learn, though, and maybe it's something that could help some people out in the future, as cool of a way as that is to book, and it does save you money and all that, something to keep in mind is we learned in that process that you cannot get on the food plan, at least through the point system that my account uses. You cannot get on a Disney food plan if you book that way. So that was interesting to learn for sure. But that is how I ended up on that. There was only about 3 or 4 Disney resorts offered, and that one just happened to be one of the better, obviously because it's a value resort, one of the better priced ones. So I jumped on that.
Yeah. That's cool to hear, though, because, you know, I'm unaware of that. So it's always good something to check. And, you know, especially like I said, if you've been accumulating points for 12 years, that's going to put a big dent in the vacation right off the bat.
Oh, it definitely helped a lot. I mean, we just had a baby and we just bought a house. So money wasn't super high. But I knew that I wanted to propose there. I knew that it was the place to do it. And so I figured out a way. And you know, paying out of pocket for food was an easy trade-off, because really, you know, especially if you depend on where you eat, it's not that expensive. It's as expensive as you want it to be, what I found. So it worked out great either way. But that is just something to keep in mind for if you're booking that way.
That's a good tip. I appreciate you sharing that. And so let's hop into... because this is a very unique trip, and I know you had a goal. And this is kind of fun because you had an end goal in mind. I'm sure I remember that day when I proposed to my wife. I was a nervous wreck, and there was a lot of planning that went into it as well. We didn't go anywhere. We just went, you know, out to eat at a local place and down by the river. But tell us about, you know, as far as like you're trying to plan everything, and this was a surprise trip for your fiance too. Which, I mean, that right there in itself would scare me to death, because my wife doesn't like to be surprised too much. So how's the planning going? How do you pull this off?
Well, Courtney doesn't like surprises too much either. So I was nervous about it. And again, as I explained in the email, and as I said, we have a 6-month-old baby that I was going with.
Yeah.
And I mean, I knew it was a bit crazy. And that was the other thing I kind of wanted to get across in my interview here, is that so many people tried to talk me out of it. And I understand the reason. They were just trying to look out for me, but they were trying to talk me out of it, saying that, you know, you shouldn't just bring something like that on somebody, especially a mother. You know, our baby was on breast milk at the time, so there was a pumping schedule and everything else. And so everybody thought I was crazy and everybody wanted me to not do it. I even had a friend offer to make a fake website for a radio and say that I won the trip and everything imaginable. And I'll tell you what, I knew in my heart that if she knew even a day before we left that we were going to Disney, she would have known I was going to propose to her there. And I was relying on that excitement and that adrenaline, that, oh, we're going to Disney excitement, to keep her mind off of the engagement. And it worked, thankfully. It was amazing. I have a video from when I woke her up that morning, and it just made the experience that much more magical. I mean, it was amazing.
All right, so let's pick it up right there with the, you wake her up, I think it was like 4 hours before you were taken off, to head. Did you guys fly or drive? You flew?
We flew, and it was 4 hours before we had to leave the house. We had about a two-hour drive to the airport and get there 2 hours early, so, yeah. Okay. It was, she had 4 hours to pack and get out the door.
This is why I want to talk about this trip. So I would have been dead within 4 hours. I would have never been on the plane. My wife would have killed me, especially when Mallory was 6 months old, because we took her when she was 6 months old. It was actually one of the best trips ever. But we drove at that time, and man, I'm telling you, kids at that age, they have more stuff than the St. Louis Cardinals travel with. It's ridiculous. Oh, yeah. So how does that morning go when you're like, hey, guess what? We're heading out. We're going to have some fun. Still alive, so that's a good point. We're talking.
Yeah, exactly. I made it that far. Thankfully, every great feeling possible happened. Of course, she went through her head. It was a work day, so she's like, oh, well, I have work today. I can't. And I'd already taken care of that. I'd already called her boss for her. I had everything taken care of. So all she would goes through her list of, well, we can't because of this, or what about that? I even went out and I bought the most compact stroller possible. I gave it to her for her birthday a couple months before. So we had a stroller that could fit in the carry-on area. I just tried to take care of every detail beforehand. The only detail that I missed was that we had some clothes that needed to get washed before we got out the door. So we had to quickly do a little laundry. She's panicking and wondering what's going on, and excited, and I'm solving all of her problems already. Every time she asks a question, I already have an answer. So it worked out smooth. I'd went over this obviously 1,000 times in my head, so it was pretty easy to take care of at that point. But it was a lot of planning to get to that point.
Yeah, I can imagine, because the best thing you can have is a good plan, because that's what you have to present to her to make this, to get her out the door. Yeah. Like, trust me, it is going to work. I've thought of this, and it sounds like you did. And that's exciting, because I know a lot of people think about doing this, but I'll give you the credit for having the guts to make it happen. So walk us through that morning. You get to the airport, you got the baby, and you got everything. You did your wash, you're packed up. The work is squared away. There's just so many logistics in a Disney trip, and you just took it like on steroids. So kudos to you. This is amazing.
Time.
Yeah, exactly. So walk us through like that first morning, getting there, getting on the plane, getting down there. Was the baby all right flying? How's that all work?
Yeah, everything worked out great. I had my mom come up. She came up the night before to quote unquote see the baby. She was watching the dog for us. So she took the dog to her house after dropping us off at the airport. So we didn't have to worry about parking a vehicle or nothing. We got dropped off. Airports now are fantastic for new mothers. So if you are a new mother and considering flying, there's baby centers there, there's breastfeeding areas, everything is great there. So the flight was great. We finally got settled in at the airport. We had to wait a little bit, obviously, to get on. So we got settled in. That's when she could really just take some deep breaths and realize this was real, pinch yourself a few times. As far as the flight goes, we gave them a bottle as soon as we took off. I read that was going to help a lot with the ear popping, and it did great. He didn't cry once on the flight down. It didn't work quite as well on the way back. We had about a half hour of a crying baby. I was that dad, but we were able to get him calmed down, and he ended up being the better kid on the flight, because every other kid that was coming home from Disney World was pretty hyper and excited as well. So Johnny's crying wasn't too bad, but so all the flights went great. We got down there pretty late by the time Magic Express got us to the resort. We got checked in. I think it was almost 9 o'clock. And then, of course, we get woke up around 11 with our bags getting there. But it all was great. We had to try to go to sleep as early as possible because we had extra magic hours the next morning, which was when the big event was going to happen. But yeah, so the travel day down was boring in the sense that nothing bad happened, thankfully. But it was so exciting because we were going to Disney and she just found out. So it was fantastic.
So now, this was this your first trip together going down, or was I'm not confused because I know you've gone a few times since, right? Or is this
unfortunately not. I we're planning actually our honeymoon's going to be in Disney, but also we're planning on some other things. But she had gone about, I think this was her 9th or 10th, my first and still only at this time.
Wow.
But yeah, she had gone a bunch, and that's what made the planning so difficult. Is I have an expert sitting next to me on the couch. And I can't just turn to her and say, hey, what do you do if, or, you know, anything, because I can't let this trip get off. So I'm doing everything I can to ask silly questions randomly. Like I had a list of questions on my phone, and just randomly every now and then when I could work it into a conversation, I might ask. But then I would go on Facebook pages and watch YouTube videos and Google whatever. But I, you know, because the best resource sitting next to me, I had to be really careful how I asked those questions.
Wow. That's awesome. I love this. I mean, this is one for the ages. Okay. So you arrive kind of late at night. Do you do any, cause you said you had extra magic hours the next morning and that's where the event was going to happen. But I mean, when I get there, like I have to grab something from the food court, you know what I'm saying? It's Disney. Yeah, I would get like a snack or something.
We have to check it in and walk to our room with our food.
That's what we did.
Yeah. So we had ate there and then, we ate in our room hoping our bags would show up, but they did take a few hours longer than we had wished. But yeah, that was about all. I mean, we checked in, ate, and went right to our room. We had one of the newer refurbed rooms. I guess they're not super new anymore, but, you know, and it was a very nice room. So we got settled in and got the baby asleep and waited for our bags so we could get to sleep as well.
But wait a second. Now, I've been there myself. So now you don't sleep the night before, right? Because you know what's going to happen the next day. She doesn't. I mean, there's no way you get much sleep, right?
I actually slept like a rock only because the night before I couldn't sleep because I was so excited to tell her and to wake her up. So I ended up waking her up probably a half hour before just because I couldn't sleep and I was sitting up in bed on my phone. And so I ended up waking her up a little earlier than planned. But so I was ready for sleep at that point. I, you know, had maybe 3 hours of sleep in 2 days. So yeah. I slept great that night and every night after because, you know, how much walking and everything is involved in Disney. So we slept like rocks then, but she was all super excited and didn't sleep well.
All right. So let's hear about that first morning down at Walt Disney World. You've pulled it off. You're there. You've got checked in. You've got your bags. You're ready to get going with the actual vacation, the fun stuff and the big day. So walk us through this next day.
Yeah. So I knew I wanted to do it in front of the castle. We went to the food court that morning. Had to wake up pretty early because, you know, get the baby ready and everything. One of Courtney's biggest things when she goes to Disney, as many, is the Mickey Mouse waffle. So that was one of the other things that went into planning on All-Star Movie is making sure that they had the Mickey Mouse waffle in the food court before I booked it. So we got her waffles. She's happy as can be. We got on the bus. We got there plenty early. We were definitely one of the first through the gate when they started letting everybody in. Took some pictures, obviously. I have an aunt who actually is a cast member, and my aunt was helping me with a lot of things as well. And the plan was to go over to the wishing well because the crowds would be less over there and it'd be a more quiet place that I could ask. And she was supposed to be hiding somewhere over in that area with a camera ready to take pictures. And because we went early middle January, they actually had a crane over on the side of the castle that morning taking down some decorations. So that area was roped off. So that added a little panic. Trying to find where my aunt was. I have no clue where I am because I've never been to Magic Kingdom. So I know there's a big castle in front of me. And I know I'm where the wishing well is, but there's a rope in my way. So, or a gate, I believe it was. So I finally find my aunt. Unfortunately, my fiance saw her too. So, our girlfriend at the time. So we go over and we give hugs and we say hi. And she goes, well, it's extra magic hours and there's nobody in front of the castle. Let me get your picture there. That's so rare. And I knew that was my cue. So we go in front of the castle and I get down on one knee. I say my speech beforehand. I get down on one knee, cries, tears, hugs. Everything was great after that.
Wow.
So yeah, the mission worked out perfect. Talking to her a lot afterwards, I begged her to tell me the truth. She swears she had no idea. She didn't even put that thought in her mind because she was so excited that, you know, the thought of a proposal didn't come, which is exactly why I wanted it to be a surprise. Because, of, you know, the more time she had to think about it, the more time she would have figured that one out. So it worked out great. I mean, it couldn't have been more perfect. I'm super fortunate that everything fell in line, even with the little bit of scramble there at the end.
Well, John, let me tell you, for a living, I plan Disney vacations for guests. Mm-hmm. And so I do this a lot, you know, and I can tell you what, I mean, you took it to like level 28 times 10 because doing this is almost impossible to do. I mean, it's hard to surprise a big mm-hmm. Disney fan going down there and, you know, you're walking into the Magic Kingdom and the fact that you have never been there like that is just that blows my mind because like you had to have been walking down Main Street like just like, you know, eyes wide open. Like, I can't believe it. I'm actually in this place. But it's like, you know what's going to happen in 15 minutes. You're trying to pull off all these logistics. I mean, exactly. Just sitting here listening to it, it's incredible. And I'm so glad it worked out so well for you.
Thank you. I am too. I mean, I'm super fortunate. I'm so in love with this girl, obviously. And so every bit of work was just, it was so much fun because I knew how happy and special it would be to her. And so, yeah, I mean, I studied the maps. I did everything I could to learn because when people recommended that wishing well, of course, it's not a super well-known portion of the park and it's not listed anywhere on maps very easily. So it was difficult to figure out how to get there. And I had to figure that out on my own, basically, you know. So I did every bit of studying I could, and yeah, it all fell in line just perfectly. I mean, it really couldn't have worked out too much better. Her biggest thing for me was always she wanted pictures of the proposal. Wherever it happened, whenever it happened, she wanted to make sure that somebody was taking pictures. And pictures didn't quite turn out as good as we had hoped because of the last-minute change, but we have great pictures still, and the memory outweighs every picture could ever do.
That's it. You know, I don't have any pictures from our proposal. You know, we are on the Missouri River. We went to a little winery by our house and the river's like 10 minutes from where we live, but you know, there's a bench there that it happened, you know, like that was where we were sitting. And so every time it's been underwater during the floods this spring, but you know, it was still there when the river went back to in its bank. So it was good to see, but yeah, it's one of those things. It's some memories and wow. I love hearing about this. So let's dive into so the rest of the day, I mean, that's one of those things where I'm sure you're just walking on air the rest of the, I mean, plus you're at the Magic Kingdom. So how do you tackle the rest of the day there?
So again, because of the baby, that obviously slows a lot down. This whole trip, we really didn't ride very many rides other than, you know, the simple thing, People Mover, Winnie the Pooh, stuff like that. We didn't do a whole lot of rides, which was good and bad. It was good in the sense that there's no long lines and things, but there's definitely a lot of Disney I still have to experience, which is exciting still. So that's a great thing. Shortly after that, I actually have a friend that lives in Florida that I haven't seen for a while. And so we met up with him and got to spend some time with him. We got to see at the time I'm blanking. What's the new parade? The dance party, Move It, Shake It.
Yeah. The Move It, Shake It. Mouse yeah.
So we got to see one of the first runs of that. So that was my first Disney parade, which was really exciting. That happened. We watched the morning show, the introduction show, and then walked around, went to the baby center, then the dance party, and then there's just a lot of walking. We just explored. We had the baby in the stroller, and we put the miles in. Had a great time, just walked around holding hands and smiling and being in the happiest place. I mean, it was perfect. A lot of text messages, a lot of phone calls. It was like you said, it was like walking on a cloud. It was surreal.
That's awesome. I mean, because the environment of the Magic Kingdom is the best place ever to celebrate a milestone. And I mean, you know, if there's a place to walk around with your new fiance, your baby, you know, and on a January morning, you know, celebrating the next chapter of your life, that's it. I mean, that's one of the best experiences you can have. Of course, you know, a lot of us want to do 17 attractions a day, you know, and see all the shows and, you know, wrap up with fireworks. But in practicality, what I've learned over the years is that it's really about enjoying those you're with, you know, and in such an amazing place. So, I mean, you did it right in my book. I mean, that's how you do it.
I couldn't agree more. And I mean, the baby was just so happy, too. There was so much for him to look at and soak in. And so he just smiled the entire time. I mean, he's a great baby regardless, and he's very happy. But, you know, if we're sitting around the house, it's when he does his most crying, it seems. And when he was in Disney, I don't think he cried a half hour a day total the entire time. So, you know, it was, he was only 6 months and a lot of people worried about that. I hear you say a lot, you know, when your kid's ready. And I felt like he would be good there. And he really was. I mean, he was fantastic there.
Yeah. People are scared to take, young children. But I'll tell you what, I've said this a bunch of times on the show, is that Mallory was easier at 6 months than she was at like 2 or 3 years, because once they get mobile, they start running and walking, and they start wanting everything in the Emporium, pulling the plushes down off the wall when you turn your back for like 10 seconds. I didn't want that to be my kid, but it was like, I was exhausted. It was the end of the night. It's like I screwed up. She grabbed Mickey Mouse. They all came down. I helped the cast member put him back. It's all the same. She was way easier at 6 months. She was confined. She was happy as long as she had a bottle and you kept her on her schedule. So, yeah,
exactly.
These are the good times, and this is exactly.
It was amazing.
So walk us through the rest of the trip. Not necessarily sequentially, but like looking back, right. What are the memories? What are the highlights from that trip?
So that night, one of the things I did get out of her on my random questions was what her favorite restaurant was there. And she was a big fan of the Teppanyaki in Japan, Epcot. So mm-hmm. we park hopped to Epcot that afternoon. We had dinner there. One of the coolest, I've been to a lot of hibachi, but he did, instead of doing the volcano with the onion, he made a Mickey Mouse head with the onion and stuff. And so that was just a super cool thing. But yeah, so we did that. That was the only time we hit Epcot, was just for dinner on the first day. Unfortunately, we had a four-day total trip. So the next day was Hollywood Studios, then Animal Kingdom, and then we went back to Magic Kingdom for the last day. But yeah, we did 50s Prime Time for dinner the second day. We did Chef Mickey the third day, and we did Crystal Palace on the final day. So we did a couple character experiences since I'd never done, and since we had the baby, I thought that would be pretty fun for him, which it was. He loved the characters, thankfully, because I know sometimes they could be scared of them, but he was loving it. He loved touching their noses and her ears and stuff. Like I said, we didn't do very many rides, obviously, but a lot of walking, just a lot of sightseeing, and just happy being together. So as far as major highlights, other than really good meals and being in the happiest place in the world, there wasn't a ton of pop excitement, but we were just in bliss the whole time regardless.
That's a good point, though. With the little kids and you go to character meals, they're not going to remember that. You're paying a fortune, but the kids are free, but you're paying. Mm-hmm. That's the thing, is they're not going to remember that. But what is going to be remembered? Here's what I think people go wrong when they say, people give advice like, oh, well, if you take a young child, they're not going to remember the trip. The thing is, you're going to remember the trip. And, and nowadays, you're going to have so many great pictures of your child at that age with the characters, with Mickey Mouse or with Eeyore or what have you at the meal you're going to. And you have those memories kind of in your heart forever, so even though the kid won't remember, and Mallory doesn't remember those trips, and I don't care, but as I was waiting, we're getting ready to talk here, my screensaver popped up, which is all my Google photos from all the years, from going back 15 years. And I see pictures of Mallory as a baby, and I see her on Main Street, or I see her with Mickey Mouse, and that makes me happy. So, if she doesn't remember, who cares? I remember, and I have those pictures, and now she loves seeing those pictures that she doesn't remember anything about, but she was with Mickey Mouse. So you're doing it right. You're at that place. You slowed down and you just kind of took in the environment, which is exactly what you need to do on a trip like this.
It was perfect. It was great because I got to learn a lot. And even she felt the same way. She has always been, she's always gone with her mom and sometimes her dad and brother, and they've always been ride after ride after ride. It was ride, food, ride, food, ride, food. It was never just walk and enjoy. And so she even enjoyed it a lot, slowing down and just really taking it in more than she has in the past. So, Johnny will never remember this trip. It's not what we did it for. Obviously, this trip was for us anyway. But he had to be there. It wouldn't have felt right to propose to his mother without him being there too. So, and that was actually, he was using the proposal. My question was, will you share a last name with Johnny and me? It worked out perfect. It wouldn't have been the same without him. And thankfully, he took so great to it that it made it that much better.
Oh, man, this is a great show. I love hearing this because this is what Disney's all about. It's about something different for every person that goes there. And, people go there from all over the world every day. It's packed and everybody's got their story for that trip. And that's why I love the show, because it originally started with just these Monday shows where it was basically an audio trip report show. And I'm so glad we got to connect today. So I know we have people smiling going down the road and, everybody's going to work on a Monday or school. It's not the best thing in the world, but I'm sure they're happy. So goal achieved. Talk to us about the honeymoon. You said you're going back for that. And, you know, this time it's got to be a relief for you because at least you can talk about it. You know, like, I can't even imagine the level of anxiety going down for the first time and trying to keep everything a secret and all that. I mean, this has to be like, whew, it's going to be better. It's going to be easier. So talk to us about that planning.
For sure. So we're definitely doing a lot of planning. We have nothing set in stone yet, only because one minute we want one thing, one minute we want the next. A big part of us wants to do All-Star movie again. We thought the resort was just fantastic, and we don't plan on spending a lot of time in the resort. So to us, the Value Resort works out a lot. Her favorite resort is, which is one of your favorite, Port Orleans Riverside. Mm-hmm. So there's a good chance we might switch to that. But we go back and forth between the two. It'll be a week long, and we're going in September. It'll be the end of September. Actually, our wedding is a year from when this is recorded. We'll be going end of September into October, and so we're gonna catch, you know, Mickey's Not So Scary. Hopefully, they're still doing some after hours things then. So we'd like to attend them. You know, we have some restaurants picked out that we want. I mean, it's fun because we just sit there and kick ideas back and forth. And you know, now that we can both talk about it, I mean, I'm looking up, like, oh, did you know they do, you know, the Sip Sparkle, you know, and say, you know, so then she'll come up with new ideas. And, you know, now our list is as tall as us, but, you know, we're coming up with all of it. And it's been so much fun having my partner there now to talk to about it. Like you said, it was stressful. And it was a lot to keep inside. And now it's just fun because we can talk about that. I don't regret how I did it because it worked out perfectly. But it's fun doing it this way, too.
Yeah. You know, and I think that's what you're experiencing is that it's so much fun, even when the plans aren't as, you know, as concrete as they're going to be, you know, maybe 6 months out, you know, when the,
right.
You know, you have like five hotels you may stay at, you know, and you have 17,000 restaurants you may go to, and, you know, you're going to nail it down to maybe five or six on the trip, but it is, mm-hmm. it's the what if, or, you know, the fluid plans before you lay things down. So, it's exciting. Yeah. And, you know, I love hearing about this stuff.
It's a daily conversation now, which is just so much fun because we both light up about it. You know, it's something that we just bond over constantly, and one of us will just come across something new, and it's the text message to the link to it, and then we're off on an hour conversation about how exciting this is and that is, and it's so much fun.
Well, John, I appreciate you sitting down with me and sharing the story because this is a story for the ages. I'm glad we have it here in the archives for the show now, you know, getting people down the road with a smile on their face on a Monday morning. And you'll definitely have to follow up with the honeymoon because I know there's a lot of I remember, man, planning weddings is it's crazy. The honeymoon's kind of the celebration. So hang in there, buddy. You're going to have a good one. And we'll have a story to tell again, maybe this time next year. So, again, thanks for sitting down with me and sharing the story. And congratulations to you both. Really, it's awesome.
Thank you. And thank you for letting me. I hope I helped out a couple listeners because it's worth it. If you're thinking about it, do it. It's worth it.
You know, if anything else, have the courage.
You know, exactly. I'm not kidding. And this is hard. Don't let people talk you out of your plans. I mean, that's what I learned most out of this is, you know, in your heart what's right. So just do it. Just go out and have fun and do it.
All righty. Well, thank you so much. And don't forget, it's a Monday. So today's show brought to you by our friends at touringplans.com. Check them out. They got a great website to save you up to 4 hours in line each day of your Disney vacation. And if you're trying to pull off a ninja move like this trip, it's a great resource. You know, you're going to need information because you can't ask your significant other because you'll blow the surprise. So check them out today over at touringplans.com. Also, we have our great Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and it really does help support the show. So again, please use our link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter. At Be Our Guest Pod and at Be Our Guest Mike. And of course, we got a great Facebook page at facebook.com/Be Our Guest Podcast. All right, we're going to cut you loose and let you get down the road to work and school and hope that you have a great week. So for John, I'm Mike, wishing you an awesome Monday. But it is time to head back to work and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.